All right, so today we're diving into a story from the Bible. It's from the book of Ruth, chapter 4. We're going to unpack this ancient tale and see if there's some wisdom we can take from it even thousands of years later.
You know, it's amazing how some of these stories can still resonate with us today. And this one has so much to say about redemption, family, even a bit of legal drama.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how gripping this chapter was when I read it. Kind of a mix of family drama and a courtroom thriller.
It is.
So for our listeners who haven't read it recently, let's set the scene.
Yeah.
We're picking up with Boaz. He's a man of some standing who's taken a liking to Ruth, a widow who has shown some incredible loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi.
Right. And Boaz, he wants to do right by both of them.
Right.
But there's a catch. Naomi, she owns some land, and according to the laws at the time, a closer relative actually has the first right to buy it back.
Okay.
And marry Ruth.
Wait, hold on. Marry Ruth is part of buying the land. That's a pretty wild deal. What was that all about?
So this was this custom called kinsman redeemer, basically a safety net for widows and their families. Like if a man died without children, a male relative would step in to marry the widow and ensure the family line continued.
Okay.
This way, the widow and her land wouldn't be left vulnerable, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. Like a built-in support system.
Yeah.
So where does Boaz fit into all of this?
Yeah.
He wasn't Ruth's brother-in-law.
No, he was a relative.
Mm.
But because that closer relative existed, he had to be given the first chance to fulfill that duty.
Oh, okay.
And all of this unfolds at the city gate, which was kind of like the main hub for activity.
Oh, wow. I can picture this.
Yeah.
Like everyone gathered at the gate watching Boaz call this other relative over and in front of all these witnesses offers him the chance to buy the land. It's like some ancient high stakes negotiation.
It's easy to picture, isn't it? And you can bet everyone was watching. At first, this closer relative is interested, you know, in the land. But the moment he finds out that marrying Ruth is part of the deal, he changes his mind.
Ah, so he was more interested in the land than in upholding the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next? Does Boaz just walk away?
No. This is where Boaz really shows his character. He steps up and publicly declares that he will redeem the land and marry Ruth. And he does all of this right there at the city gate in front of everybody, making it all legal, you know, totally transparent, no backroom dealing, you know.
It's like he's saying, I'm not just doing this because it's the law. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to know it. It takes a lot of courage to make that kind of public commitment.
A lot of courage. And this decision, it sets off a chain of events that has profound consequences, not just for Boaz and Ruth, but for generations to come.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Their story doesn't end there.
Mm.
They go on to have a son, a little guy named Obed. And I remember reading this part and thinking, wait, doesn't that name connect to somebody famous?
Yeah, you have a good memory. Obed becomes the grandfather of King David, one of the most iconic figures in the whole Bible. So the seemingly simple act of kindness and responsibility, it ripples outward. It becomes part of a much larger story.
Yeah, it's amazing. You start to realize how our lives, how they're all interconnected, how actions that might seem ordinary can have these extraordinary consequences down the line.
And I was struck by how much the story highlights transparency and public accountability. You know, that whole scene at the city gate wasn't just for show.
Right.
It was making sure that everything was done, you know, honestly in front of everyone.
Absolutely. The public setting, it was crucial. Can you imagine if Boaz had tried to cut some kind of a deal in private? I mean, there'd be all sorts of questions and doubts, but doing it openly.
Right.
Demonstrated integrity.
Yeah.
You know, builds trust within the community.
And I bet that trust played a big role in how people saw him as a leader and a man of his word.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about how we conduct ourselves today, personally and professionally, in a world where so much happens behind closed doors, you know, or even online.
It's easy to forget the value of being open and accountable, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, how often do we see examples of people cutting corners or trying to get ahead through some shady means, but Boaz reminds us that true leadership, it involves integrity, even when no one is watching.
I'm also curious about Ruth's perspective in all of this. She's kind of often portrayed as this passive character,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if there's more to her story.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we tend to focus on Boaz's actions, but her choices are equally important. I mean, remember, she had already shown loyalty to Naomi by leaving her homeland,
right,
coming to a new country. And she was not afraid of hard work, choosing to glean in the fields to provide for herself and her mother-in-law.
Yeah, it really says a lot about her character. She wasn't looking for handouts. She was determined to make her own way. I bet that resilience made her even more attractive to Boaz.
Yeah.
You know, he saw her strength, her commitment to family.
Exactly. It wasn't just about beauty or social status.
Right.
It was about character, shared values. And that partnership, built on mutual respect and a commitment to doing what was right, well, it creates this foundation for something remarkable to happen.
It makes me think about the importance of choosing our partners wisely, you know,
yeah.
In business, friendship, or in life. Surrounding ourselves with people who share our values, who challenge us to be better, it can make all the difference.
It's true. We all need those people in our lives that inspire us to be our best. And the story of Boaz and Ruth also reminds us that sometimes, even when we're facing some really difficult circumstances or we feel like our efforts are going unnoticed, we might be part of a much larger plan.
That's kind of a comforting thought, you know, especially when you're feeling discouraged or having some doubts. It's like having faith that even small acts of kindness or just being responsible can ripple outwards and create some positive change, even if we don't see those results right away.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. If Boaz hadn't, you know, hadn't acted with integrity and followed through on his commitment, the lineage of King David would have been completely different.
It's crazy when you think about it.
It is.
Makes you wonder how many times we've made choices that have had these ripple effects that we never could have imagined.
It's a very humbling thought.
Yeah.
It really encourages us to consider the impact of our actions, not just in the present, but in the long run.
It makes me want to ask myself, if my life was like a chapter in this big story,
right,
what impact would I want it to have? What would my legacy be?
That's a powerful question and one that we all need to consider, you know, as we kind of navigate through our own journeys.
I know for me, this story really highlights that acting with integrity, even when it's hard or it feels like no one is watching, is important. Because you just never know who you're going to inspire or how those actions might shape the future.
That's a great, great takeaway. It reminds us that we all have that potential to make a positive difference, no matter how small our actions may seem.
It's a pretty inspiring message, huh?
It is.
And even choices that seem ordinary can have these amazing consequences.
It's a message that resonates just as strong today as it did thousands of years ago.
You know, it's wild how a story from so long ago can make you think about your own life in a totally new way.
It's true. You know, stories, they have a way of doing that. Like they tap into something universal that goes beyond time or culture.
Yeah. And this one makes you really think about choosing your path. Like what if he had chosen differently? What if he had been motivated by greed or being selfish instead of integrity and compassion?
Yeah, the story would have unfolded so differently.
Yeah.
And who knows what the ripple effects would have been. It reminds us every choice we make, it can shape not only our own lives, but others, both now and in the future.
Almost like we're all like weaving this giant tapestry, and each decision we make adds a new thread.
Mm-hmm.
And those threads, they can connect in ways we never could have imagined.
It's beautiful. It speaks to how interconnected our lives are, how we're all part of something so much bigger than ourselves.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired to make sure my threads are adding something good to the tapestry. It's not about being perfect or achieving some grand destiny. It's about showing up every day with integrity and kindness and just willingness to make a difference, you know, however small it may seem.
That's a great way to put it. And as we wrap up our deep dive into Ruth and Boaz, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought. If your life was a chapter in this huge story, what would you want that chapter to say about you? What legacy would you want to leave behind? Something to think about as you go about your day.
That is a great question. And on that note, I think it's time for us to say goodbye for now. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you'll keep diving deep into those stories and ideas that make life so rich and meaningful.